ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. That what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have been a great light. On those dwelling in land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all the Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, follow him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is coming to heal a human being. To heal doesn't mean we do not have sickness. The real healing is that our soul is being belong to the Lord. Healing means we live the spirit of Jesus, to love like Jesus. That's a real healing. Physical sickness or material incapacity is not the main scope of the preaching of the Lord. Jesus also say, if you possess the whole world, but you lost your soul, what's the use? So it is important to keep in mind the spiritual welfare of our soul. That means to say, whatever way we go, we be the instrument of unity. When we are united, there's a presence of Jesus among us, and that's the great salvation. With the love, there will be no salvation. Jesus, all of love, he sacrificed himself for us to pay for our debt. So today, we must ask the situation about epidemic, why so long? Will Jesus stop them? I think the will of God is always leading us always to His life, to His peace. So whether we have the epidemic or not, important is to keep ourselves clean from virus, spiritual virus. That means hate, not unforgiven. Jesus is inviting us again and again to love what he said in the last supper, I keep a new commandment, love another as I love you. So the way Jesus loves us is unconditional, always being the first one to love. So we try to do so. And that's the way we follow him. The better we have the disease or not, there's not a main scope. Important is the better by in health or you health or sickness, our heart is always adhered to the Lord. That is the most important thing. Let us ask our Lord to give us this grace, especially today. Love all the people we meet, either on the street or in the office we are working, telling Jesus, we are weak, but with his grace, we want to do our best to follow him.